It's Monday the 14th of October 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. You've got the normal background noise this morning of me in my car travelling into work. It's very grey. It's dark out there. It's been absolutely hammering it down with rain, although we've just dropped down to little spit spots of rain, so you may occasionally hear my windscreen wipers sweep across the windscreen. They've got a slight squeak to them as they go. I don't know if the microphone's going to pick that up or not. I just wanted to record a yay, I survived kind of audio blog entry today. Last Thursday, the 10th of October, was Catherine's 6th birthday. I can't believe she's 6 already. Gosh, you know, 6 years ago, she completely turned my world upside down. Life changed completely in so many good ways. And yes, there's been a lot of challenges, and John and I have not always found it easy to be parents. But on the whole, we're hugely grateful for her. We love her to bits, and we're very glad that she's in our family. So I'm feeling very loved up and mushy at the moment, but 6 years seems like quite an achievement. I still think of her as my little girl, but she keeps reminding me so many times each day, she's 6 now. She's quite grown up, and there are some things that she now insists that she can do now that she's 6 that she couldn't do before. Simple things like I'm no longer needed to cut her toast into quarters in the morning. I can give her a whole slice of toast. She can eat a whole slice of toast because she's 6 now. Obviously, she had to go to school on her birthday. It's quite nice at her school because there's a tradition where the kids take in little packets of Haribo sweets and they get put into all the kids' book bags, so all of the other kids get a little packet of sweeties from the birthday child, which is quite nice. And then after school, we had the family part of her birthday party, so we had my sister-in-law and her husband and our two nephews and my mother and John's mother come over just for, you know, we did pancakes, savoury pancakes, and then some birthday cakes. And nothing particularly big, just a little gathering so that there was some family and some presents on her actual birthday. And then her main birthday party was on Saturday afternoon, and I gave in to all my misgivings and we organised a party at home for the first time, proper school friends kind of party. We've had gatherings of friends with other friends who have kids before, but I've never done the inviting school friends around for a party thing before. So we ended up with 6 school friends and Catherine and David, and we did the party. We did party games. My mum wrapped a pass the parcel for us, and we played musical chairs and musical statues, and I picked up a pin the tail on the donkey set from Asda for less than £1, and that was very good value. We got a lot of play out of that. There were enough stick-on tails for each of the kids to have 2 goes. So that kept them busy for possibly the longest time out of all the games. And then we did party tea, and we did sandwiches and cheese and pineapple on sticks and sausages on sticks and all the stuff that you need, and jelly, although I did cheat with the jelly and I got jelly in little pots rather than making my own jelly. But yeah, we did all the party stuff, and apart from the one moment where she told me it was the worst party ever because I insisted that she go and eat tea with her friends rather than hiding on her own in the office to open up one of the gifts that she'd been given that had lots of small pieces, which we managed to resolve fairly quickly. But other than that, I think she had a great time, and you know, thanks to the help of my mother and obviously the support of John, I think we managed to pull off a reasonable party, which was excellent. So I think I would be less scared of doing that again in the future. It all went well. So now I'm the mother of a 6-year-old. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.